We're at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the Halachas of Bein Amtzarim, and the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, we'll be finishing this Siman and we'll be doing the first two Sifim of Tov Kuf Nun Beis. So the Mechaber begins Sif Yud Zayin, Tov Li Zoher Milomer Shechiyonu Bein Amtzarim Al Pri O Al Malbush. It is good to refrain from saying a Shechiyonu from Shivas or B'Tamuz on a new fruit or on new clothing, which means don't wear them. So that any new fruit that is Mechayev a Shechiyonu, one doesn't eat Bein Amtzarim, or any new clothing that would be Mechayev Shechiyonu, one would not wear on for the first time from Shivas or B'Tamuz. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many who are cholik on this. The Graz cholik on it, the Taz is cholik on it, and his maskana is that on Shabbos one could be mekel. And one could say a Shechiyonu on Shabbosis. The reason why the Mechaber is machmir, when the Mishnah Berurah really asks the Kasha, an Ovel is allowed to say Shechiyonu. Why is it over here that we're machmir more than Avelis? So he says, because this was a Zman Peronis. For Klal Yisrael, it's not right to say Lazman Hazeh. So this Chiddush, that goes past the halachas of Avelis, this Chiddush the Gra and the Taz argue with, and the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel on Shabbos. Avol, al pidyon haben, Omer velo yachmitz ha-mitzvah. If there's the 31st day from when the baby was born is Chal during Bein HaMitzarim, you don't put off the pidyon haben in order not to make a Shechiyonu, and you do say Shechiyonu. Says the Ramah, V'chein b'pri shelo yimtza achar tespa of mutar levarach halach l'bein amtzarim. If there's a fruit where if you don't eat it now, you're not going to have it after Tisha B'Av, then the halacha is that you can even eat it and say a Shechiyonu from Shavas or B'Tamuz. Now this halacha is obviously talking about that whatever you have won't last through Tisha B'Av, it'll get ruined. But if you can eat it on Tisha B'Av or you can eat it on Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah, then don't make a bracha during the week. So it comes out that if for some reason you've got to eat the fruit because it's going to get spoiled, you're not going to have it, you're allowed to say Shechiyonu. Yet, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting halacha. The case of a muberes, a pregnant woman, who has a craving for a new fruit. So the halacha is she's allowed to eat it. He says that she should eat it but not make a Shechiyonu. She's better off eating it and not make a Shechiyonu, even though the Gra argues with this halacha to begin with. The Mishnah Berurah says that this woman should eat it without saying a Shechiyonu. Sif Yud Ches, Tzorech Li Zorher Mi Yud Zayin B'Tamuz Ates Ba'ov, Shalo Leilech Yechidi, Midalit Shos Ates Shos, says the Ramah, Mishum Shebem Ketev Meriri Sholet. Ketev Meriri is something we read about in Parshas Hazinu. Ketev Meriri means to get hit or get cut off by the shade. This is a shade that comes around by day. So from Shavuos or B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, you don't walk around during the midday. Dalit Shos means from the end, from after the first third of the day, Ates Shos, until the end of the ninth hour. There you should not walk around alone because of Ketev Meriri. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that based on the Gemara, the bigger Cheshash is from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz until Tezayin Tammuz. Now the Mechaber the Mishnah Berurah adds also not to walk bein chamal letzel. That means on the border between the sunlight and its shadow. Further, v'lo yaku atalmidim bayomim hahem. In these days, one should be careful not to hit talmidim. It's considered dangerous. Even if it were considered appropriate at some other point, not during these days. And it says even if you are using a ritsua, meaning it doesn't only mean by hand don't hit, it means even with a strap. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Arizal that it is proper after Chatzos on every day, to say Tikkun Chatzos, that means to spend a half hour crying over the Churban of Yerushalayim. This is by day. The Bir Halacha says that this does not apply on Erev Shabbos, certainly not on Shabbos, and it does not apply on Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, one also doesn't do Tikkun Chatzos. So we finished Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Now, the halachas in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph came a bit sporadic. So let's go over the basic halachas, beginning with Shavuos B'Tammuz, going through Tisha B'Av Shavuos Shechalba, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, from Shavuos B'Tammuz on, there are no real special halachas. From Rosh Chodesh Av, the halacha that you have is Mishenichnes Av Mamatin Besimcha. You're supposed to be Mamat Besimcha, and included in that is we minimize Maso Matin, we minimize business, anything that's not really necessary. Similarly, you don't make new clothes and you don't buy new clothes at that point. According to the Ramah, yes, then in Shavuot Shechalba Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber holds that there's an Isser of cutting one's hair, and there's an Isser of doing laundry, and there's an Isser of wearing freshly laundered clothing. With regard to meat and wine, so there the Mechaber brings down several different minhagim. The Ramah holds that from Shavuot B'Tammuz on, we refrain from listening to music, from rikudim and mecholos. We do not get married at that time. That's already from Shavuos B'Tammuz. Whereas the isser of buying new clothes, sewing new clothes, washing laundry, doing laundry, as well as washing freshly laundered stuff, and the isser of washing oneself begins already from Rosh Chodesh Av for the entire 9-day period. The difference between the 9 days and Shavuot Shechalba is with regard to simchas, where we found that if there is a sudas mitzvah during the 9 days, so the minig is not to eat basar v'yayin, it's mutter for everyone who's invited. Whereas in Shavuot Shechalba, it was only the immediate family plus a minyan mitzumtzum that's allowed to have basar v'yayin, but everybody else should not. So that was the basic outline of Bein HaMetzarim. Which brings us to Tav Kuf Nun Beis, the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. Aleph, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochol odom besuda hamafsekes, she'ochlo achar chatzos, two conditions. This is the suda that you're eating prior to Tisha B'Av. There will not be any suda afterwards. You may have a snack afterwards, but this is the last suda before Tisha B'Av. And it is after chatzos hayom. It is after midday. So what are you not allowed to do there? You're not to have basar, you cannot have meat. We already saw that our minig is for the entire 9 days. V'lo yishte yayin, and you don't drink wine. So once again, according to our minig, this is for the entire 9 days. But this is dina de mishnah. This already, the halachi is, in the Suda Mafsekes, it is osur to eat, to have meat and wine. Plus, v'lo yochol shnei tavshilin. There's the additional halacha that you're not to have two dishes, two cooked dishes. You can only have one, and not more than that. And we'll see details as we go on. Says the Ramana, Haga, V'yaf mashkin acher mimatin b'shtiyoson mimasha roga lishtos. Even other drinks, not only yayin, you drink less of that than you normally do. This is not referring to water. Water you can have as much as you want. But you have fewer cups of other drinks than you normally do. V'chein lo yochol acher sudaso tznon umaliach. After people ate, after they had a good meal, it was common for them to have tznon umaliach, radish and salted food. Dvarim shenog ben b'shar pamim. Kedei sheyisnaig b'prishas. Meaning this is, the suda mafsekes is a time that you want to be mitzamtzim in the luxury of it. So you would not have after the meal the kinds of things that people normally have after the meal. Yeah, now we go further. Siv Beis. Afilu basur maluach sha'ovro olav yosur mishnei yamin v'layla achas. Even salted meat that's more than 2 days and one night old, which means even though it is past the point that had it been kutshim, there would have been a heter to eat it. At this point, no matter what kind of curbin that would have been, it would have been nosa. It seems that the ikar source to not having meat and wine is because meat and wine went on the Mizbeach. And in the Churban, we're commemorating the destruction of the Mizbeach. Therefore, one may have thought that basar maluach, old meat, meat that was preserved and is more than 2 days and one night old, so that it would definitely have been nosur already, has absolutely nothing to do with the meat of the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, we refrain from having that in the Suda Mafsekes. Furthermore, ubasar ofos v'dogim, even fowl or fish. Now, fowl, because that too is called basar for some halachas, and fish, because some people call them basar. So our minig is to go even further than what the ikar halacha of what basar is. The yayin migito, as well as fresh grape juice, freshly squeezed grape juice, dainu shein lo yosur m'shlosha yamim. It's within the first 3 days of having been squeezed. Nogu lesor, that is a minhag. So these things sound very much like the Mechaber is holding that all of these things are minhagim. Me'ikar adin, they would have been permissible, but it is the minig not to. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gra that this really is ikar adin. With regard to ofis and dogim, that's part of the minig. But as far as basar maluach, the halacha is that is the ikar adin. Not only that, but we stay away from anything that is a choshev a machal. The idea of basar of ofis and dogim is not just because some people call it basar, but since this is the kind of food that royalty eats, we don't want to have such food at the Suda Mafsekes. So the Suda Mafsekes, and we'll see as we go on, is supposed to be a simple Suda. Filling, but simple.